listening to episode number 1843 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. We didn't have any last Tuesday at my house. Yeah, I kind of like forewent. Is that a word? Forewent?
Why did you forewent? Was it on purpose?
You know what? I think, I'm trying to remember if I was just so busy. I didn't cook dinner. I think we just ate out. I don't remember. And we didn't have tacos.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. So we're a week overdue. Hey, some random facts for you today, because it's Tuesday.
Because it's just any day.
A librarian at the University of New Hampshire saved for his whole life and left $4 million to the school when he died.
Wow.
And they used $1 million of it on a new football scoreboard, which wasn't exactly his vision. But, you know, what's he going to say about it now? He's dead. Yeah. The first and last people to die building the Hoover Dam were father and son, exactly 13 years apart.
Huh.
The dad drowned on December 20th, 1922, and his son fell off a tower on December 20th, 1935.
Hmm.
Well, Motel 6. You know Motel 6,
we'll
right?
Leave the light on for you.
Got its name because it originally charged $6 a night when it opened in 1962.
No way.
I did know that.
I did not
I knew.
Know that.
I did know that. And then it went to 8, and then to 10, and now it's just whatever the heck it could be.
$49.99.
I think it's more than that.
Except on Valentine's Day, where it's $69.99.
And busy. When Titanic, the movie, was filming, James Cameron and about 50 other cast and crew members were hospitalized after someone spiked the lobster chowder they were eating with PCP.
Whoa!
Wow. And the person who did it was never caught.
Whoa.
Never caught. Wow. Now that's the kind of craft service I could get behind. By golly. They got sick. I mean, there must have been too much. But they must have had a great time getting sick. Huh. Anyway, all's well that ends well.
Yeah. Billions of dollars later.
And the ship sinks. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News.
It's time.
What's happening today?
Well, Aunt Ann's dead.
Oh, yeah, Aunt.
He lost over 20 pounds.
Wow.
But he says it's going straight back on.
Okay, good. I like that outlook. Lose weight, put it back on. By golly.
On Monday, Aunt shared a photo of himself at work.
Yeah.
In the comments of the Instagram post,
yeah.
Fans couldn't help but notice his apparent weight loss.
Yeah.
So in response, Aunt shared that he lost 23 pounds.
Wow.
So, an Instagram user who apparently asked, I wonder if you'll ever get laid again.
Look, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy.
I don't know what his sexual prowess is like, but God, what a thing. You know, this is social media. There are no filters.
He's a hottie.
No filters. There are no filters. I wonder if you'll ever get laid again.
Aunt replied that the chances are 50-50.
Well, that's good. Good for him.
That's the glass half full thing.
That's right. That's right. 50-50 chance he's going to get laid again.
And Christina, as we all know, they announced their breakup in September after less than 2 years of marriage and a kid.
Yep.
Since their split, Aunt has revealed that he's been participating in a 5-week breakup recovery program.
What? What, rehab for your breakup?
What the hell is that? And you've mentioned it too.
What the hell
I think
is
it
that?
Was her.
I do think it was her. I actually read something the other day that an insider, a quote-unquote insider, said something to the effect that she saw all she needed to see in the marriage, and that's why she got out. So I don't know what that means, but that's out there now. That's out there now, but I do think it's her.
Maybe she'll do like an Us magazine exclusive.
Yeah, in 10 years.
Open up.
When nobody cares about her anymore.
When she's on husband number 3, right before husband number 3.
Or 6. You never know.
Never know.
Never know.
He says he's on day 30 of this, and he has to say it's been a lifeline for me. If anyone out there needs it, do it.
What? The breakup recovery program?
That's what he says.
What the hell is that? This is the thing I don't understand about relationship therapy. That's a good word for it. Relationship therapy. You're a sex addict. So what do? Do they have sex with you to get you over it?
That's a good question.
What's the thing? I mean, remember an episode of L.A. Law years ago when one of the characters sex addiction went to a sex therapist and they had sex to help with the sex addiction.
Oh, was that Corbin Burnson?
I don't remember if it was Corbin Burnson or who it was, but it was one of them. We'll have to look that up. Love L.A. Law, by the way. Hello.
Yes.
Love L.A. Law.
Yes.
Mm. Breakups are so bad anyway, and especially if you're on the receiving end of the breakup, which it appears that Ant is. And so you got to deal with that mourning and grief and everything else. And then to have to be reminded of it. We already have radios that play stupid love songs that remind us, you know, you're always on my mind. It's like, come on,
and,
people.
And the,
we don't need that crap.
By myself.
Right? I know. It's like, why don't they stick you in a rubber room and play the damn breakup songs all day? That's breakup
Maybe.
Therapy. By golly. And
then
I
you'll be
you
so sick
it.
Of it, you'll be breaking out of there. As we all know, some movies made in our past.
Yes.
They aren't politically correct in today's world.
Blazing
Saddles.
Yeah.
But hilarious.
God, love that movie.
But Olivia Newton-John, she's come to the defense of her finale scene in the movie musical Grease.
Of course she has, because that's so apropos right now. Come on.
That's the part where she totally sluts out to get John Travolta's character.
Yes, she does. Tell me about it, stud. Whoo! You know those pants? They actually sewed them onto her. They physically sewed those leather pants onto her in that last scene. There ain't no room for no zipper. No, sir.
No. So there's no room for nothing. I mean, we used to lay down on the bed, you know, and
right.
Like sucking in and zip up the jeans.
Great scene, by the way. Politically correct?
Now, Olivia, she doesn't see it that way.
No, of course she doesn't.
She says it's a movie. It's a story from the 50s where things were different.
Well, that's everybody's excuse.
She says everyone forgets that. At the end, he changes for her, too. There's nothing deep in there about the hashtag MeToo movement.
You know what? He didn't slut up. He didn't slut up for her, though.
No, he lettered.
Yeah, he was a letterman.
And he wore a sweater.
He was like, you know, Mr. 1950s do-gooder.
So instead of him leaving the sweater on, he threw that sweater off and joined her at the slut fest.
You know who would have been great sewn into a pair of pants like that?
Halle Berry.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, Halle. He just.
She'd still be great at that. Well, what are we doing now?
Do you need a
moment? We're saying goodbye. I got to remember what we were doing for a minute.
He was like starting to drool.
Yeah, for me, ADHD, the H stands for Halle. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, Ant.
Oh my goodness, that's all the news you can give us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.